Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
800-800-7234, or just go to our website, givemethevin, givemethevin.com. Ray on line two with the 95 Vet ZR1. Hey, I was talking to Ray during the break a little bit. Ray, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, I'm looking up in my system to get some market data on this car, and I'm not finding a ZR1 option in 95. Are you 500% sure it's a 1995 model?
I'm 1,000% sure.
And it is a factory ZR1?
It's a factory ZR1.
Then why is this thing not giving me that option? Because it is not. And this thing is never, ever. 1995, right?
1995, they made 448 of them.
Okay. Then I can't...
Need 12 competition yellows.
Aren't these cars worth like $30,000 or something?
Yes.
Okay. I can't bid this one. I haven't bought one of these in 3 years. So if I just cock off a number, I'm being an idiot because I don't know. Have you had it appraised anywhere?
No, I haven't.
All right. Turley, you find anything on a 95?
Yeah, there.
Why the hell is this not in my system then?
Yeah. 5.7 V8. Yeah.
What do you want for it?
$132 for it.
Okay. Let's see if there's any. All right, I'm going to have to do this one off the air. Do me this favor, Ray. Go to givemethevin.com, put the VIN number in, a couple of pictures, let me work on it off the air.
How many miles?
Okay, good.
It's got 33,000 miles. All right, thanks, sir.
You good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
800-800-7234, 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO.
Did you hear what Baba was talking about during the break?
I try not to listen.
He's calling JD over. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, oh, there's this, look, there's new girl in Dallas. There's a new girl in Dallas. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I have no idea what
Show
he's talking
John.
About, yeah.
A new girl.
I like to look at the escort pages, man.
God, I mean, just like old times. Yeah. Nothing's changing.
He's showing
these are great, man. They're just right around the corner.
And they're very hot.
But heaven's just a sin away.
I would always be afraid to do any of that because I'd be afraid it's a cop.
No, but just the subculture.
How easy would it be to set that up as a cop?
You've got to have an imagination, though, man, and just think there's a whole
world. And bail money.
Because I'm a small-town kid. Now, listen, none of this was ever available, you know, in my nourishing environment, you know, growing up as a wee lad.
Well, I don't believe anybody had that available to them as a wee lad.
But they got them out here in the city, boy.
Well, yes, they do. And so they have cops that pose as hookers on those pages.
Well, and case in point, this one I'm looking at, okay, is
don't
right
you
around.
Feel dirty
is
when
literally
you're
on the corner of Camp Bowie and Brian Irving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right around the corner. Right around from the corner.
So?
You take her phone number. You want it? You take her phone number, you open another Google page, and you search it. And when you Google search phone number, guess what comes up?
Everybody else's?
What? There's a page called escortpolice.com, and if they're like, undercover,
they'll
be on this page. People who get busted report their number, and then they can't bust anybody else. Because it's like a brotherhood, JD.
There's a website called escortpolice.com?
Yes.
Get out of here.
A brotherhood.
So it's a trap?
A brotherhood of well-meaning hobbyists.
I bet more of them are traps than are not.
I wouldn't trust to go, we'll call his number up real quick.
What do you do? Yeah. Okay, so you go in there and you go, so are you a cop? She goes, no. And then you go, well, here's $20. She goes, you're under arrest.
Right, see, because you don't give them any money.
Well, then how do you not give them money?
You charm them.
I'm
not going to get a straight answer.
You charm them with perfume and cocaine.
No. Okay, yeah, that'll work. All right.
I find it very interesting.
Yeah, clearly. We don't do this, and we don't recommend you do it.
No, because you're over here at my station, man, in the break zone, and you're looking, though,
I was
buddy.
Looking. Well, they're pictures. I'm going to look.
That's
I'm not
all
gonna,
I'm doing is
there's
looking.
There's a big difference in
I
looking.
I know you'll enjoy it, because, dude, because you're doing nothing.
I'm doing nothing. I'm not doing anything. I wouldn't do anything.
Here's what's going to happen. We're going to find JD busted because of this.
Tad, good morning. You're on the air. 05 Mercedes ML350 with 65. Average rough or clean?
It's almost perfect. When I take it to the car wash, it comes back dirtier than when it...
No, listen to him. Listen to the... There you go.
Are you a cop?
No, I'm not. My wife is a cop.
Really?
I knew it.
She is.
It's so new. It's got factory air and the spare.
No, she's a neat freak, and it's I mean, it's in perfect condition.
Average MMR with 65,000 miles is $49.50. So $5,000 is average MMR. How much is this car?
I'm sorry, I couldn't catch that.
Average MMR, which is market report, auction data. So I built the car. I put 65,000 miles on it. And the average market data on this car, the expected auction results on a 65,000 mile 05 is 4,850.
Gee.
I hear you. It's the body style changes that screw it up. But I'm saying that because I immediately knew that you were not going to be happy with what we offered. So I was trying to set your expectations and tell you what the real book price is and then ask you how much your car is, what you'll take for it.
Right.
Okay. Well, no problem. That sounds good. I just I'll have my wife call you and you tell her.
Okay. Right. I don't want to tell her. I'll give $6,000 for it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO.
You're fishing the guy like an angler, man. You got that plastic worm, and you throw it out, and you pull and reel.
I'm telling you, these Benzes and Beamers that are two body styles old are worth nothing.
Really?
I mean, well, look at this car. I mean, this car was $50,000 new, and now it's worth $6,000, and it's only got 65,000 miles on it. I mean, if that ain't a depreciating asset, I don't know what is.
I'll bet that guy got that $46,000 worth of use out of the car, though.
I did. I bet he bought it with 40 on it for 28.
Because cop wives.
Five years ago.
Never cop heard. Wives. Crazy.
She's
crazy.
Not a cop. He says she's kidding. Never. I need to do a review, right? A
gun, yes, yeah. We do. That's it too bad. It is that time. I can find the theme.
Dead air is wrong.
I was really hoping the guy was telling the truth about that.
Now, it's time for the ride of the week.
Oh, boy!
2016 TLX Acura, an Acura TLX, MSRP $45,720. These cars hold their value well. Acura Highlines hold their value extremely well. I'm impressed with these cars. This is the SH, super high output, all-wheel drive advantage. It's got everything. I mean, what do you want to know?
It scoots, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's got everything under the sun. But, I mean, for a sticker $45,000, you can probably buy one for low 40s. They don't discount them crazy. The Acuras and Hondas, they don't have big rebates like the domestic manufacturers.
See, like, you're just talking about holding its value. Benz doesn't.
Right.
It's, what class would that be competitive with the Benz-wise?
C-Class.
Yeah, C-Class.
Yeah.
That C-Class wouldn't hold this one.
Okay, so let's go back. Perfect example, Turley. What year was that Mercedes?
I can't remember now. 05. Six?
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go to an 05 C-Class with 65,000 miles in that body style. That car would be worth the same money, $6,500 for sure. I buy them all the time. Okay, so let's go to an 05 Acura. They didn't make this TSX, but the next... Well,
yeah,
maybe
TL
they
probably would be similar to it.
Yeah, this is a TLX. So yeah. So let's see what... This is interesting. We're doing a scientific experiment here. TSX, TLX, TL... All right. So
what was the miles on
that?
What's
a regular T? That was that Mercedes a minute ago had 65 on it. So let's go average MMR on a 05 Acura TL with 65,000 miles on it. Here's the proof in the pudding. Average MMR on this car is 1,700 higher than average MMR on the 05 Mercedes ML. In the same miles, in the same year.
There it is.
So there's the proof in the pudding. And the new ML sticker on it would be $60,000 or $58,000. So you'd have to pay $10,000 more.
And lose your butt.
And lose faster. Yeah. There you go.
Wow.
So Acura.
Acura, there's a review for you.
Yeah, no
you
don't, kidding.
You can put that one in your pipe and smoke it, because that's the true one. 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. My name is John Clay Wolf. I buy cars for Give Me the VIN. Give Me the VIN.com. JD, what else have you got in the news,
sir? Have more time for news?
Sure.
Surgeons at the John Hopkins School of Medicine are preparing to perform experimental penis transplants on 60 wounded servicemen. Michael sent me this one. Where'd it come from? Oh, New York Post. I thought, maybe is this another fake story?
I just wanted to hear you read it.
It's
your
real.
Voice.
Yeah, my little missing my tooth. And they've been working on
penis.
Penis. The Baltimore doctors who've been practicing on cadavers are ready now to take on servicemen that have been hurt in the war. I think it's a very nice thing for them to do. Tax time's coming up with 70,000 pages in the tax code. Did you know there are some things that many people overlook? Here are five top things you can deduct. Babysitting costs is number one. Gambling losses, you can actually deduct those.
Penis additions.
Penis surgery. Number three, weight loss programs. You
really?
Can,
really?
Number four, paying your kids. You can actually.
Whoa, wait, really?
Uh-huh. Pollock says there are major tax benefits to hiring your own underage children as bona fide employees if you own a small business. For starters, as long as your child doesn't earn more than $6,100, they don't own any federal tax, but it comes off your tax.
But it has to be through your business. Through you can't just pay them around the house.
No.
I've got four kids.
You got a write-off. Yeah. You need to do it.
That is a write-off.
$25,000. That's a good chunk right there.
That is. Thanks, JD. I learned something today.
And in one bizarre, even by Cat Williams standards, and Michael tells
all
me...
All you kids, you're hired.
he's a strange comedian, is that right?
Yeah, he's a black comedian that just talks real loud like this. And
okay.
Real active and does a lot of cocaine, too.
Actress is accused, the comedian, of organizing a beatdown on her that included Wiccan sorcery. Jamelia Majesty says the brutal incident went down at Cat's Malibu home almost 2 years ago. What is up with strange? Why can't they just be normal?
A Wiccan?
Wiccans.
What the hell's a Wiccan?
That's
like a nature witch, man. But I didn't think they had anything to do with sorcery. I thought they just like shook branches and stuff, man.
Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, skin a rabbit.
So that guy was so high, he beat up a Wiccan.
Beat up a Wiccan. That's all the news I have for today.
You talking about Cat Williams?
Yeah, you know Cat.
Cat Williams.
He's crazy. He's funny, but he's just crazy on the stage.
I don't want nothing to do with no Wiccans coming out my house.
Is he black?
Yes.
Oh, I have no idea. I've never seen him.
Come on, white man, come up my driveway shaking a stick at me, got a rabbit skin, drinking Mad Dog 10-20.
10-20, that's exactly right. Good job, Bobo.
Go cast me a spell, make me a white man? No.
That's awesome.
Hey, Wiccan this.
Y'all were talking about Donald Trump calling in the radio station.
Oh, wicked man. Good.
Have you not heard the call?
No.
Well, you know the whole story about how he's saying that they're going to cause a riot if he doesn't get the nomination.
Right.
The
if he does not get the actual, they're going
to
be riots.
Now, I did hear that clip of him talking to the news, and he didn't say it like you Democrats are trying to spin it.
No, he's called into, what show was it? It's like
He didn't threaten riots, but it's almost almost a backhand veil threat. If I don't get the nomination, there could be rioting. There are millions of people following. There could be rioting.
That's what he said.
Listen, I found this. He called into a Cleveland radio show, and this is what he was telling them was going to happen.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, and I'm not saying I want there to be riots, but there could be some riots. I have millions of people behind me, but that's not all that could happen. All the illegal immigrants will all go on strike. That's right, and there'll be no gardeners. Or car washes, or taco stands, or taxi drivers. Most of you convenience stores not going to have coffee. They're all on strike. It could happen, my friend. And probably your birth control's not going to work. It's going to stop working. No, your rubbers won't work. The pills, nothing's going to work. You're going to have a nation full of unexpected pregnancies, and that's not good for a lady's health. It could be very bad. It could be very, very bad. And probably, if I don't get the nomination, all of these Muslims are going to revolt. Yeah, no, because if I don't get the nomination, Allah's going to tell them to do that. And they'll probably convert thousands of young American girls, and then they'll all be wearing that bathrobe thing with the hood, and their breasts all covered up, and nobody will know who they're screwing. Is she pretty? You don't know. There could be scars and moles and blemishes all over the place. She might not even be a girl, I can tell you that. So if I don't get this nomination, you better look closely. And a gallon of regular gas might go up to $8 or even $9. And if you're thinking of getting a car, forget about it. New car prices probably will double or triple, except for those little gay cars. The gay ones. So hope you want to drive a Fiat or whatever. There'll be a whole country full of good American people driving gay cars and screwing ugly girls with Muslim bathrobes on, and you can't even get a taco.
I mean, that sounds like he's threatening some crazy stuff there.
I'm not sure that was Donald Trump.
It was in a Cleveland radio show. I mean, he talks to all these different radio shows all over the world.
Yeah,
so.
But he sounded a little like my cousin Benny, more so than he.
Send me that.
Dude, Donald.
I want to post it on
Donald
the Facebook
would do
page.
Our show. Donald will do anybody's show. If he can find 5 minutes, he'll do anybody's show if you just call him up.
Well, let's get it.
Just get with his press people. He would do our show. If we can get Ted Nugent, for God's sakes, we can get Donald.
Right. Ted Nugent will talk to a brick wall. Yeah. Ted Nugent is hard up for exposure.
Well, and he might as well, as much sense as he's making.
The highest profile interview Turley ever snagged was Simon Cowell, in my opinion.
You think?
That was good. That was a good interview.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
To be on this show, yeah.
Actually, now that we're on and we're going to be multi-market, we can
be a lot easier to pull.
Yeah, we can get those big names again.
How
much time does it take you to do it?
I mean, it's constant. Just you got to send out the email. That doesn't take long. But then you got to constantly follow up.
Mm. Well, that's fine. That was fun. We've all been so lazy and working so much, we quit doing it.
You work a real job.
I'm tired, dude.
Well,
I'm telling you.
You've been up since 3 in the morning.
It's not just, I'm not talking about today. I'm just talking about in general.
You're tired of?
I'm just tired of
traveling.
I'm tired of traveling.
Yeah, but
I'm tired of that damn Louisiana trip. I'm sick of it.
You didn't get much spring break to speak of either.
No, I had a plane ride. You know, I fly my own plane.
Yes.
And coming back from Baton Rouge Thursday afternoon.
Right.
That was the worst plane ride I'd had in 3 years.
Why?
Big storms, clouds. I mean, before I took off and I was looking at the maps, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go fill my tanks up because you never know. I might get up there and have to go around divert, and I don't want to be low on gas.
Right.
I mean, I had plenty of fuel to get home.
But. You wanted
diversion. Yeah, and I had added 30 minutes to the trip going up, going down, going left, going right, all over the place.
Sure.
And I'm getting told for this stuff.
Hmm? That does not sound pleasant.
No.
It doesn't.
Were you scared or just...
Scared, no.
Anxious.
Just having to fly that hard and be that alert.
Oh, it was a lot of work.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Constantly changing direction, constantly changing altitude, constantly looking at
your
charts.
It's like driving in the rain. It's hard. You're knuckling, white knuckling
and
stuff.
Yeah. I mean, yes. One thing, you just use your autopilot. To make your turns and everything, then you won't get screwed up. But I don't know. I don't want to die in an airplane.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's probably a great idea.
Yeah. And I really believe that flying myself is safer on the long trips than driving. No doubt.
Yep.
But weather will screw you up. And I'm just out on it.
So who was flying with you? How did he turn out?
This guy named Mark, he had a ticket back to DFW Airport, and his plane got delayed, and we were leaving the auction. And I said, hey, you ride with me. I'll give you a ride back. You just get an Uber from where we stop. He bids against me all the time. You'd think he'd offer to pay for some gas, but no.
No.
It's probably not going to fly again after that flight.
No, he loved it.
Really?
You're flying anyway. Why should I pay? You were going to do it either way.
Yeah. All right. Well, next time you get to fill it up.
Next time you get to walk.
No. It's just expensive. The fuel bills are expensive. I'd rather haul people with me than split the gas. Right. I say that. I just want to get there, get done, get home. But I'm.
We need to be full time radio. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I thought we were full time radio.
No, this is Saturday. This is only Saturday. If you show up tomorrow, we won't be here.
It doesn't pay enough, JD.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
I'm hip.
It just doesn't pay enough.
Tell me all about it.
It is fun.
Because I am full time radio.
I know. Yeah.
I know, and I didn't pay.
And you are really full time. Are you sick of what you do?
No, I love what I do, but it just doesn't pay anything. I love what I do. I just don't pay anything.
When I talk to you and you're doing all this editing, you're bitching about it.
It's a lot of work. I don't bitch about it. I love doing it.
You do bitch about it.
It's a lot of work for what I'm getting paid.
Okay. Oh, you're bitching about your pay.
Back in the day, the pay was a lot more.
If I was getting paid 100 and 200 grand like I used to to be doing this, oh, my Lord, that would be the best job in the world.
But it's steadily just
down. What was
down
the best money year you had in radio?
$300,000.
To talk,
to do what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Three Hunskies.
Yeah.
And you didn't do half the editing and stuff like that. You had other people doing it, right?
No, this was, this was, yeah.
Half the work.
This was half the work. Yeah, we were literally putting in, well, 20 hours on the air, but you put in another 20, you know.
So it's a full-time job.
It was a full-time job, but it was fun. It was just
And when you went places, you got everything for free.
Everything, yeah.
Everything.
The show was number one all across the board. Everybody knew us. I got on a dive boat in Cozumel and uh-huh. had two listeners on board. I mean, everybody listened to the show.
That's fun. 800. You know, I feel that way in Houston. We've been on down in Houston. Everywhere I go, it's so fun to see you guys, and they recognize my voice. Mm-hmm. And because I don't live in Houston, so I'm never around.
Right.
And the few times I'm down there, they're like, hey, I know that
I
voice.
Know you?
Yeah. You're that crazy son of a bitch on Saturdays. Yep, that's me.
Love that show. Have you ever got any free yet?
Yes.
What'd you get?
Beers.
Well, that's
good. All I want.
That's a good start.
That's all I need. 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. My name is John Clay Wolf, and I buy cars right here on Planet Radio and ESPN 97.5.
Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
I think I-10 is still closed down heading to Louisiana.
Really?
It was yesterday.
The truck drivers won't go get my cars out of there because they're afraid of the levee breaking.
What kind of volume are you talking about there, John?
There's about 50 cars down there.
50 cars? How many transports is that?
No, there's not 50. There's 40.
There are ways around the closure.
About five.
You're carrying 10 to 12 cars.
Well, they just
each?
Need to go down to Shreveport and go through 49 and get them. Well, then we'd be deadheading. I'm like, dude, you haul my cars every week. You might have to deadhead 1 week. Well, that won't make it, because if they're loaded both ways, then they make a lot more money. I'm like, I need my cars.
Makes sense.
I mean, it's a bad deal. Take one for the team. Well, we're not going to do that. I'm like, well, okay. Well, I'll remember that.
Man, truck drivers. They got you. They got you by the short and curlies, man, because they know nobody else can do exactly what they do. You know what? They're just exactly like bartenders. You know, nobody else is going to provide that service for you in the establishment where you are.
No, because worst comes to worst, you can pour your own drink.
Yeah.
Have you ever been up, you can drive your own car.
You can go home and pour your own drink, but you can't do it here, right?
All right.
Bartenders out there, call me. I want to hear what you're making these days. I'd like to know what a bartender makes.
What'd you pay yours night. When
well,
you had that bar?
You pay them nothing.
Nothing? Oh, really?
You pay
them
minimum. The minimum wage for a service employee, which is like $3 an hour.
Whatever, yeah.
But I'd like to know, call in 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. Tell me what, I want to ask you questions about what you're making, what a bartender makes these days. It used to be $100 on a good night.
I tip pretty well. I mean, because, you know, that's their reason.
But that was
right
20
there.
Years ago. I mean, I had my own bar in college, and our bartenders make about $100 on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday night each. And then on the off nights, they'd make about 30 to 40. Oof. I don't know what it is now.
Well, prices of alcohol is higher, and you're supposed to tip a percentage. I usually do
actually,
over.
Actually, the beer, if you get a bottle of beer, it's still $2.25 or $2.50. That's what we were charging
know,
for back
man.
Then.
They're like $6 now.
Yeah.
Not for a Coors Light.
It depends on where you go. Like, the bartenders at Chuck E. Cheese are not making a lot of money.
They do serve beer there. You know that, right, you know, John?
800-800-RADIO.
That's not
radio.
A lucrative position.
And why do we tip bartenders better than we do food servers?
Because you want better service next
yes,
pour.
Yes, because I want that pour to be a little bit
gonna,
taller.
You're not going to order more nachos. Yeah.
Is that exactly, why? Yes. That, you make sure you get a little bit heavier hand that
no,
next
when
pour.
You go to a, when you go to a resort, like it's an all-you-can-drink thing, mm-hmm. you tip the bartender heavy that first time. They remember you the next 4 days.
You shouldn't be telling the secret out there,
well,
that's JD.
That's a secret. Everybody knows that. Well. But yeah, you tip heavy the first day, man. You get immediate service, and you get heavy pours.
Heavy pours.
Heavy pours.
That's
baby.
What life's about, huh?
It is. Right.
A limp wrist.
When you're an alcoholic, buddy, it's about heavy pours. You don't have to go back twice.
What were you drinking?
I started off a long time ago with wine coolers. Then I moved to beer. Then I moved to Crown. And then toward the end, I was with the vodka, which most alcoholics do. You go to the vodka because you think it doesn't smell, but it does. And boxed wine. That's how I ended.
From wine coolers?
Dude,
that was your. That
dude,
was your,
it was in the mid-90s.
Bartles and James?
Yeah, it was because I wasn't a drinker.
You became an alcoholic because of that?
Why I started on wine coolers.
Oh,
and then I went
God.
To beer when I realized wine coolers were making me fat because there were a lot more sugar.
Are so you sure you were an alcoholic, man?
Yep. You were just a homosexual?
I don't think you're doing it right.
I was doing it perfectly right. I went years and years. I didn't start drinking until I was in my mid-30s. heavily.
Wine coolers. I've never seen.
Because I didn't like beer. I didn't like the taste of beer.
With other alcoholics laughing at you when you started the story.
Actually, yes.
Do you remember the old coolers, JD? The California coolers?
Of course, the original wine coolers.
When I was 14, when I was in the ninth grade, that was my deal, man. California coolers.
Mm-hmm.
And they came in an actual six-pack, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, and so did Zima.
And me and my buddy Mark, we were freshmen, and our parents would go off to fiddle contests and stuff. We'd have the house or something. Me and my buddy Mark would just get Cootie Brown on two six-packs.
What age?
14.
I remember 15, 16.
I'm not saying this is good for your kids, folks.
Remember Purple Passion and the two-liter
bottle? I remember going out of high school, $20, go to the convenience store, the one that would take the fake IDs, get a 12er of Coors Extra Gold or Keystone Light, which was the discount stuff.
Right.
And go pick your date up. Let it roll.
Maybe it's because where I was in my area in Grand Prairie, but we would drink Alizé. And that was like the first real drink to get messed up on. And it's basically like a screwdriver.
Hey, Elton.
Yes, sir.
I-10 is rolling?
Late last evening.
That's good.
Last night.
That's good news.
I told the lady I was a klutz on talking, so.
Well, that's fine.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Where are you listening from? Where are you?
I'm in Koontz. I love your show. I'm in Koontz.
Thanks, man. Thanks for listening.
What?
Koontz? He's in Koontz.
Wow.
Say that fast five times. Sally sells seashells by the seashore. 800-800-7234. 800-800-RADIO. I-10 is open. That means that I can get my cars picked up.
Get your cars.
Contact dispatch.
I just found out they started making Purple Passion again. I just pulled it up.
They quit making it for a while.
Zima was awful.
Oh, it was terrible.
Oh, Zima was the worst.
Remember, was it Mad Dog, the beer?
Yeah.
And you turned
up. Mad Dog is liquor. It's cheap black. It's just cheap liquor.
No.
Mad Dog 2020 is.
I'm talking, what was that? It was Mad Dog, right? There was a beer, Mad Dog, where you turned the cap upside down and it looked like the devil was doing something to it.
Red Dog, that's it.
That was cheap.
Yes, that was cheap beer.
We had Red Dog at the back in the bar days. Red Dog was on tap.
Yeah, that was Miller's version of Keystone.
Right.
You know, Miller has tried again and again to get a cheap version of Miller, and they already got it. It's Miller High Life. Just stick to that.
Right.
The champagne of beers.
Why do we start off on cheap alcohol, like when we're kids and stuff? Why don't we get the good stuff?
Because we didn't have money.
Yeah. Some rich kids have a liquor cabinet at home, and I had a few friends that had, you know, we started with pretty good stuff, in our opinion. I mean, J&W Scott's pretty
good. I have three sons, and they're going to get driver's license at 15 or 16.
Yeah.
And they're going to be doing this. Is this still game on? Is our old lifestyle still what? I mean, in high school, are they still going out on dates and loading up the beer cooler and acting like they're 30?
I don't know. Not in my experience.
My kids are really, really straight, clean jelly bean, man, compared to me.
But they were around you and you scared them straight.
Well, maybe.
Mine too, man. Mine don't drink at all.
I don't know. I mean, mine's 10, so I don't know. And this one, looking forward to too. Are they going to be like me or not?
I'd like to know from listeners out there. What the temperature is in high school? I got three kids and they're all little hellions, dude. They just sit there and beat the hell out of each other. One of them last night was like bloody nose, and the little one's like, I got him again. Like, my wife is like, dude, what have I crossbred with here?
They're real close to the same age too, aren't they? All within 4 or 5 years.
Oh yeah.
So you know they're all going to be 20, like bam, 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 bam.
No, 16 is when it's.
We need to be on the radio every day. Every day when your kids turn 13, 14, 15, 16. God, it's going to be so much fun.
Are they going to cost a lot more?
Oh, yeah. No, it'll be fine.
Right now, my girl's 12, boy 9, 6, and 2. Yeah, we're screwed.
Yeah, there you are.
800-800-7234. 800-800-7234. 800-800-RADIO.
John just started thinking about how long he has to work now.
I was wondering when that was
I was just
hit.
Getting tired, you know. I'm just complaining about being tired.
Well, dude, you're just stretching.
Really?
You're just stretching.
I didn't start having kids till I was 31.
I know. See, you started late. My kids are 30. 27.
Hang on, let me grab this one. Good morning. You're on the air.
I'm out.
Hello.
I called about the comments about the... going out and all that.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, they still do that.
How old are your kids?
Actually, I'm 20, and I have an 18-year-old sister that just is about to graduate. So I kind of still know.
Mm-hmm. But it's just still full party mode? I mean, like it always was?
Pretty much we still sneak out all the time. They're still doing that.
Well, there's no
question. They got 20 people in school one time that literally got one person to go buy a bunch of stuff for a party we were having.
Mm-hmm.
It was just crazy. It's still like that. It's probably even worse.
All right. Well, that answers that. Yeah, no Shane, kidding. Good morning. What's the what's the status?
Oh, it's big time.
Am I screwed?
I've got a stepson at 16 and my daughter's 16, and it drink is on.
It's just, how old are you?
I am 46.
So is it any different than it was when we were in high school, or is it worse? It can't be worse.
No, it's not worse. It's the same. I mean, they just got through with spring break, beach.
But now the DWI deal is real. Back then, it wasn't real. I mean, I'm not trying to be naive. I mean, it was real, but it wasn't real.
Not as big as consequence.
Not even close. Yeah. I mean, so are they all getting popped for DWIs now?
No, they're pretty smart about that.
Uber. That's why Uber's invented.
That's why Uber.
Do what now?
They just stay when they get to drink it.
Do you just go pick them up?
No, well, I mean, they're either at the house or their buddies and the keys are up.
Gotcha. Is weed,
so far, so good.
Is weed a bigger deal than it was back in our day?
I don't know. I'm not a weed smoker. But
well, I mean, I've never bought any. But
kids are not smoking it, but Dad hasn't told me that yet.
Well, what are they going to do? Dad, we got so stoned last night. Have you ever listened to Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, man? It was awesome. Yeah. All right, well, so I got that to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
So right. It's going to be the same. So, well, that's good that we know what to look for.
800-800-7234, 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO.
So if you're tired now, I would recommend a nap because you're going to get busier.
Just, you know what, you're getting about that age, John Wolf, you know, 43, 44, right?
Yeah.
You know, start taking B12 in the morning, dude.
B12.
Very good for the circulation, give you a little better energy.
Isn't that a shot?
No, you take tiny pills. You buy them at Walmart, dude.
Do you do it?
I do, every day.
Is that how you stay in such good shape?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll make you a real fat bastard.
Wow.
No, but that's how I keep awake and you know, energized.
Right. I don't think the problem is going to be keeping awake. It's just keeping sane is what he's talking about.
800-800-7234.
Shoulders, our job. He'll do fine. He's going to do great. He's going to do fine.
Yeah, you hadn't met these kids
yet.
Don't
you be dragging them down, Turley. Wicked Turley.
They're showing the signs of wild ass.
I'll bet they are,
too.
But
see, you knew what you did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you told your wife yet to what to expect?
Yes.
Okay. But does she realize?
Now she knows.
Okay.
Now she realizes what I was saying is true. So now it's all my fault.
Well, sure.
Wow. So when you're like, before I impregnate you, look, this is what's going to happen.
I didn't have her sign a disclaimer.
Okay, that's smart of you.
She didn't believe it.
But I did tell her a lot. Now she completely believes it.
Well, yeah, but she was so young, she didn't know that you were telling the truth. She thought you were being
cute. I mean, she was 16. I was getting her drunk.
Right. Thank you. Thank
Not
you so
16.
Much. Yeah.
But 20.
20.
I was, you know.
So she was, she grew up around you.
But see, she's from Denmark, and they let them drink at any age over there. And she barely drinks at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different. They let it go over there, so it's not a big deal.
Right.
Nah, it's weird. 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. My name is John Clay Wolf. I buy cars right here on Planet Radio and 97.5 ESPN. The podcast is up now every week. We push it up after the show at iTunes. Any podcast service you use, just put in John Clay Wolf Show. It's right there for your fingertips. We will be right back. Uno momento, por favor. GiveMeTheVin.com is the website, by the way. GiveMeTheVin.com.
Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
he's playing your wife's vibrator here.
He's a lot better than I am, though.
He's practiced on it a lot more.
Yeah. This guy's like a specialist.
That's pretty good. Yeah. You got a lot to learn, Bobbo.
He's playing it like a saw, like a bluegrass instrument. Yeah, but that's the difference, man, between a violin and a fiddle, you know? It's all in how you play it.
Is there any difference?
Yeah.
Between a violin and a fiddle.
Okay, listen.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a difference okay, like, playing a vibrator.
Listen, the Frampton's like, wonk, 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 wonk.
Yeah?
Doing you, meow, wonk, wonk, meow. Okay, the difference between that and... Yeah, there's a difference.
No, but is there really a difference between a violin and a fiddle?
Well, that's what my dad said. You know my dad's a professional fiddler now.
Yes.
Like, since he's retired, he plays with a little band. He's playing like four nights a week. And he's a fiddler. Now, there are violinists.
I understand all that, damn it. But if you open up the two cases, is there a difference between a violin and a fiddle? Not the player, but the instrument.
Violin and fiddle are pretty much the same string musical instrument. It's generally called a fiddle when used to play folk music, and violin is played with classical.
So no difference.
So the answer is no. The instrument is the same.
J. Rome, you on the air?
Yes, sir.
Is this thing leather or cloth?
Leather.
How nice is it? It's old, you know that, but it's got decent miles on it. Is it a sweetheart, or has it got some edge to it?
Sweetie. No, it's a sweetheart.
I'm a $1,000 buyer if it's a sweetheart.
$1,000?
Yeah, I mean, there's just not much market on them. The old body, three-body style old Buick Grandma, 89,000 mile, they're not easy to sell. It's kind of like the Grand Marquis. They're hard. It's really not what I do. I'll buy it for $1,000 because I'm sitting here on the radio saying I'll buy your car, and I will. But it's not. I'm not gonna go. You're not gonna have to worry about me calling you a bunch looking for it. I'm not gonna be bugging you.
Hey, where's my car at?
You're not gonna be saying, "Man, these guys won't quit calling me."
Get off me, man!
But I will give you $1,000 for it if you want to sell it. I think I could sell it for $1,500.
I'll pass.
All right. Thanks. 800-800-7234. Call me up some nice cars, and I will try to buy them. I want them.
Yes.
I'll lean into them.
Missed earlier, you bought a G-Wagon for 100-something grand. And
well, we bought a lifted Chevy truck during the break for 25 grand. Loved that thing. And he was impressed with our offer. There's a couple. I like pretty cars. I like good old-fashioned note cars like his, too, but they're just not... I mean... $1,000 car is a $1,000 car. I had a customer during the break a minute ago that had a 220,000 mile Ford Focus.
Right.
And it doesn't have any air. And it's 10 body styles old. And they're just, it's done.
Yeah.
It's done.
Punch it.
It's not me. It's just not what I do. Right. I don't buy, when I'm at dealerships and I buy 20 cars in a whack, I'll take all the junk with it just to provide a service.
Sure.
And I'll do it for you guys, but you're not, I mean, if there's a $100 car, it's a $100 car.
Fair enough.
I mean, our shipping bill is more than what your car's worth.
Yeah, yes. People don't realize it costs money to get from there to here.
I mean, what we offer is a service curbside. So we send our transport to your home or office and pick it up, and we have people involved and
that
transport.
Costs money.
Costs a lot of money. Right. And you don't make any money
spending
$500 jacking with $100 cars.
So what's the minimum you put into a car? You put a couple hundred to move it, $100 for somebody to sell it.
All my buyers make $100 a piece.
Okay, so that's three.
Right.
You're already into a car before you even do anything with
there's
it.
There's a sales fee.
If I have to auction sell it, then there's a sale fee.
How much is
if
that?
If I hand
varies.
$300.
Okay, so now you're $500 into a car.
And we want to make $300. Right. So we kind of have to be, you know, $800 versus what we think the final mark is.
Well, fair enough.
So if it's 35, if I'm offering 35 grand, I think it'll bring 35.5 to 35.8, maybe 36.
Okay.
It happens all the time. I hit them at 35 grand, spend the 800. Or 600 in expenses and sell them 1,000 back of that and lose 1,600.
Yeah, lose money.
I'm running averages. I'm farming for an average.
You're betting.
We lost $2,000 on a 1970 C10 pretty classic truck the other day. Thought we killed it. Thought we ripped it.
All right.
We lost $2,000. I bought a 1969 72 Vet, the blue one, from a listener. Thought we ripped it. No. Lost $1,000. And then I bought a 63 vet from a guy, and it did great. So it's like insurance. Yeah. You insure them all. Some of them are going to have claims. Some of them won't. What's the average worth? Do I know exactly what these cars are worth? No. Yes, but do I know exactly? There's variable in them. You guys lie to me sometimes.
And the market changes.
The market changes.
Constantly.
The description's wrong sometimes, right. And we miss it. We had a Jeep the other day. We lost $3,000 on because the guy submitted it with 50,000 miles, and it shows up here and it has 75, and that we're brain dead and didn't look.
Okay.
I mean, it's a $25,000, but that's the difference between who's going to buy it. And a $25,000 Jeep with 75,000 miles ain't going to sell high. So, but I mean, you know, we had a Jeep. I bought a Jeep from a dealership the other day, and it jumped 4,000. And I thought it was going to lose. You don't know.
Yes, you're.
I take a lot of risk. Yeah. I'm a gambling man.
Uh-huh.
So.
The wholesalers are.
Now, 800-800-7234, 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. But what I can tell you is we are in a red-hot market right now. This is the as good as it gets for my business.
Is it every spring or just now?
Every spring.
Because of tax money?
Tax money gets it stimulated, okay. Gets everything flowing. Right now, we're at the peak of the market. I'm going to offer more for your car. We're starting to come off of it a smidge.
Okay.
So right now is the time. You know, the next 2 weeks is our peak.
That's the downhill area.
Yeah,
now.
We're just starting to come down a notch.
Okay.
One click.
But you don't only...
It's still great.
Yeah.
But you don't what?
But you don't only do this when we're on the radio on Saturdays. You can do it all week.
No, we buy 100 cars a week
right.
off the
all
radio,
week.
away from the public, from sure. dealer to dealer.
This is just a fun thing we do. This is icing on the cake.
Yes.
Give
but
me the
But what
bin.
I would like for it to do is turn into more than icing on the cake so that I don't have to travel so much.
For sure. That'd be great.
Because I'm sick of traveling.
Well, like the little Cool Whip, man.
Shut up, Bobbo.
What?
What the hell?
Like the Cool Whip.
I mean... What is the Cool Whip, man?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Icing on the he was going with icing on the cake.
Got a little caramel drizzle, man.
All right,
like maybe a cherry
cow.
On top.
All right. From now on, 11:30, we unplug your mic. That's all.
We've got 5 minutes left. If you want to, for me to buy your car, you need to call now. 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. CarMax does the same thing. They bid cars left and right, and they advertise it.
But they don't pay as much.
Well, I tell people if I don't beat them. If I don't beat the CarMax written offer,
right.
I will FedEx you a $100 check. I could say dinner at your favorite restaurant or a prepaid gift card
right.
at Home Depot.
Right.
How about cash? How about a $100 check you can put in your bank account? I mean, it happens. There's sometimes CarMax hits them at 20 grand. I'm thinking 18. I'm like, let them have it. I'll gladly send you a $100.
Walk away. Hands up.
Walk away. But 95% of the time, I beat the CarMax offer. And it's all fine. So... I mean, we're the two big buyers in town, and that's what we do. I don't know what else to tell you. We buy cars. I mean, there's not many people that... We have a website. You can go to it and just punch it in there, and it's over. And we come to your house and pick it up with a check. It's that easy.
And people keep doing it and keep going, really? I can't believe it was that easy, especially if it's the first time they've dealt with you. It sounds too good to be true.
You need to do a story on us on your
Texas road
trip.
Road tripping, yeah. Why not?
Why not? I
it's
mean,
Texas.
You do the bird people.
It's my show.
You do the snow cone stand. I mean, why?
I gotta make it not look like a commercial.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, it's something
but
unique.
But it is for everybody else. It's okay to do it for everybody else.
The snow cone kid has Down syndrome.
How do you know John doesn't?
He's the only
say I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, no, he's handicapped.
How's that?
Yeah, he is. I broke my back. I was paralyzed from waist down for a year. I'm a registered paraplegic, damn it.
That is a good story.
Yeah.
You're prejudiced against the handicapped,
John.
Oh,
here we go.
For JD.
You're afraid that your program director is going to say something like I'm giving you something on the side.
Probably. The fact that
okay, well, what's it cost on the side to get it done?
We are a broken bunch.
What have I got to pay you to do a story on
this? Oh, my God, you don't have to pay me.
Well, that's what all the news people are doing now. They're taking bribes.
They are, actually. But, the TV news.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they are.
All those news stories. Those guys are paying.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe Bob Mortgage is here with us tonight to talk about it. Yeah, Joe Bob Mortgage paid you $5,000 to sit there.
Or the RV dealership you see on the news. Dude, that's being paid for.
Right.
Yeah.
Everything's a hustle.
Not everything. I'm still
free. Give me the VIN.com.
No, I mean, that's a hustle, but the show's not.
No.
The show's just fun.
The John Clay Wolf program is brought to you by GiveMeTheVIN.com and Black Sabbath, the End Tour. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
And Cool Whip.
and Cool Whip and Game Burgers and Pearl Light. We will see you next Saturday. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, bye.
$16,000. Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps this little show up. Y'all move right over, buy you some Bibles, or go back down the lane and buy you whatever you want.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can.